This audio file is created by Panopener. You can get it at www.panopreter.com. Christ the King Friday CE. First posted November 26, 2010. Matthew 21:1-11. Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. Jesus was going to Jerusalem knowing that he would be crucified. Matthew 20:18-19. At Bethphage, on the Mount of Olives, he told two of the disciples to go into the village and they would find the young donkey asterisk-tied, which they were to untie and bring back. If anyone questioned them, they were to say that the Lord has need of it. The disciples went and found it as the Lord had said. Thus the prophecy of Zechariah 9:9 was fulfilled. When they returned, they put their clothes on the donkey's back for Jesus to sit upon. The crowd that was with them carpeted the road with clothing and leafy branches and shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" Matthew 21:9. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the townspeople were excited and asked the crowd following Jesus who he was. The followers told the people of Jerusalem that it was the prophet Jesus of Nazareth in Galilee. This text is one on which the church celebration of Palm Sunday is based. It is the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. It reminds us of Jesus' first coming, in humility, to die on the cross, and anticipates the second coming, when the victorious Christ returns in great power and glory on the Day of Judgment. Hosanna means, "Oh, save." Jesus means, "Savior, he will save." Matthew 1:21, and "Son of David" is the messianic title. Jesus is the descendant of David, Matthew 1:1-17, to whom God promised to establish an eternal throne through David's descendant, to Samuel 7:5-13, Psalm 89:20-29. Christ and Messiah each mean anointed in Greek and Hebrew, respectively, God's anointed Savior and eternal King. God's word is eternal and is always fulfilled, over and over, as the conditions for its fulfillment are met. The test of prophecy as God's word is its fulfillment, Deuteronomy 18:21-22. God promised to send a Savior hundreds of years before. The people were looking for the Messiah. Jesus fulfilled the prophecy of God's word, but was rejected and crucified by his own people. The Jews didn't trust and obey God's word, but couldn't prevent, and actually fulfilled God's word by crucifying Jesus, 1 Corinthians 2:6-8. Jesus' disciples are those who trust and obey Jesus. Jesus sent two disciples to borrow the donkey, and as they did as Jesus commanded, they found the situation exactly as Jesus had said. As disciples trust and obey Jesus, they find that what Jesus says is true and what Jesus tells them to do is accomplished. As we trust and obey Jesus, we learn and come to know with certainty that he is absolutely true and trustworthy. If Jesus came today as in his first coming, in meekness and humility, would he be any better received? Jesus is coming again in fulfillment of God's word, but his second coming will be in triumph with great glory and power, and he will be coming not to suffer and die for us but to judge the physically and spiritually living and dead, John 5:28-29, 1 Peter 4:5. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. Those who have trusted and obeyed Jesus, and who have been born again, John 3:3, 5-8, by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17, will receive eternal life in God's kingdom in heaven. But those who have rejected Jesus and have refused to trust and obey Jesus will receive eternal destruction and eternal death in hell with all evil, Matthew 25:31-46, 2 Thessalonians 1:5-10. All of us have sinned, disobeyed God's word, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10. The penalty for sin is eternal death, Romans 6:23. Jesus is God's only provision, Acts 4:12. John 14:6, for forgiveness of our sin and salvation, from God's eternal judgment and condemnation, from the beginning of creation, John 1:1-5:14, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar top right. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14? Asterisk: the other Gospels only refer to one donkey, Mark 11:2, Luke 19:30, John 12:14, and the Hebrew text, Zechariah 9:9, on which it is based and quoted in the text refers to one, not two, donkeys. The Oxford Annotated Bible, Revised Standard Version, Education by Herbert G. May and Bruce M. Metzger, Matthew 21:5n, page 1198, New York, Oxford University Press, 1962.